This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
The bloody hell are we today?
Yeah, pretty good actually. All right, yeah, how are you?
Yeah.
Did you just lower your chair?
Yeah.
I just saw you. I thought you were going to go all the way down.
No, I felt a bit high.
I felt a bit high up in the echelons.
Felt a bit high. I felt like I wasn't really in the right placing with my microphone.
Fine. So, and we've got to be pros. I don't think we got to be.
We are.
We are.
There's no dicking around here anymore, is there, mate?
No, we are in the pro-tastic realms.
We bloody are. And it's another ep of just you and me, Pats.
Can't believe
it. And actually, like, proper fully you and me.
And me. So we haven't got a don't go there section this week. We're changing it up.
Yeah, we just thought, perhaps, didn't we? Let's just go a bit more chilled out vibes.
Let's go free and easy.
Go free. We are very,
very
free
and easy.
Although, having said that, having Kate Campbell on last week,
it's gone down a storm.
Yeah, I really did. I had a lot of people messaging that were basically saying, you've got to get her back on.
Same. I've had that too.
Yeah. Which is brilliant.
Yeah. I think, though, I think what we need to be really honest with the listeners about is there was a lot of times last week where you and I were nearly absolutely pissing ourselves when she was talking. I mean, there was one bit that got cut out about sex positions. And Ange and I had to cover Ange's face on the Zoom. I couldn't look at her. I had to cover her over with a document because we are so immature.
I think that's what I learned last week. There were so many times where I wanted to crack some kind of joke. I wanted to make it funny. And I was like, no, Ange.
This is important.
This is serious sexy chat.
This is so serious
sexy chat. You've got to rein
this
in, mate. Yeah. I did. I really had to do that.
But she was brilliant, wasn't she?
Oh, she was.
She was very helpful, very informative.
Yeah.
Very straight to the point.
Oh, I mean, there is no dicking around with Kate.
Dicking around?
Is it? Yeah. She's just, you know, go and have a masturbate. That's basically what she just, you know, if you're not feeling up for it, but you, if your wife's not feeling up for it, but you are, just go and have a quick, you know,
go masturbate.
Yeah, go and have a quick tug.
She was good. She was good. And I think lots of people have said they would like her to come back on. So I'm sure we can arrange that and have her back on. Now, Ange, I saw something on your Instagram this week that saddened me, actually.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't know who you were, actually. I felt like I'd lost a piece of our relationship.
Right.
What is your problem with the Friends reunion?
Oh, do you know what? It's actually, I don't think I have a problem with the reunion, although I kind of think it's a bit pointless. But anyway, I don't really have a problem with that, right?
Hang on. That sentence made no sense. I don't have a problem with the reunion, although I don't see the point. But I don't have a problem with that.
Like, I don't really get it. I actually think it's going to be shit. I think people are going to, like, you know.
Do you?
Yeah, I think.
You think it's
going to
be
so
all the gear but no idea?
Yeah. But anyway, it was more about everybody just, you know, I mean, if I didn't see one post then reunion, I saw 150 million.
Right.
There were just so many people banging on about it. And it just started to just really get on my tits. It's just quite annoying.
I've got to talk about something that Joe has just put in the chat.
What?
Somebody has done, you know, the thing that went round guest starring, you know, David Beckham, James Corden. I've just been sent one by Joe. I'm going to read you who the actual guest list are.
Right.
The Dalai Lama. Paul Daniels. Charlie Dimmock.
This would have been better.
Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. I think this would be a better lineup.
Pingu.
Yes.
Pingu was a classic cartoon, wasn't he?
Now, if I'd have seen that lineup, I'd have been on it.
Now you are talking.
But yeah, I just, you know, every bloody post I saw was everyone going, oh gosh, I'm going to lose my shit because friends reunion's happening. I was just like, oh God. Yeah, just.
I think the thing is though, Ange, you weren't a fan of the Friends, were you? You've never really been a Friends fan.
I just. Yeah, I don't find it funny. I don't think it was that funny. No, I don't. Yeah. It hasn't aged well in terms of humour,
has it? It hasn't gone on to be.
Well, no, like, but I think that is the point, isn't it?
Sure.
If it was that good, it would have aged well. You could watch it now and still find it funny, but it actually probably wasn't really that funny. I think the thing was with Friends, it was more about the fact that it was this kind of, you know, you had glamorous people on it and it was set in New York. It was all of that, rather than anything actually any good.
Mm. Okay, you heard it here first. She's not bothered.
And there were a lot of people who were with me. It was very close on my poll.
Mm.
Like 53% losing their shit, 47% couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Very close.
I know, but only six people took that poll.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, but still close. It was still close.
Anyway, listen, Ange, shall we?
Let's do Le Bigotron.
We had an email from Sarah and she's asked, what is the soundtrack to your life? Now, we've mixed this up a bit, haven't we?
We have, Pats, yeah.
I have come up with the soundtrack to your life. I've actually come up with two.
Okay. Now, and I did have two down, but I have gone to the one.
I've got two, and you're going to come up with a soundtrack or two for my life.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, I have gone for Wintertime of the Cycle and Summertime of the Cycle, because I think we've learned that they're very different people. In the world of Ange, they are extremely different people.
Hmm. Basically, what you're trying to say is that I'm potentially bipolar.
Well, just... Winter and summer in your cycle bring something very different.
Mm, yeah, that is true, actually, yeah.
So for winter time, I have gone with Firestarter.
Yeah. Oh, wow. God, yeah. Yeah, I that's actually very accurate.
Keith from Prodigy with the hair up to the camera, giving it all like, I am the Firestarter, the twist, and all the like, the heavy beat that goes behind that, and like the real heavy darkness of the video, and exactly what that song was about.
Yeah, that's actually quite accurate for the wintertime, I'd say.
And then for your summertime, I've gone for Easy Lover.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
She's an easy lover.
Yeah, because I think very easy, very in the mix. I think easy loving vibes, easy to love, an easy lover. I feel like I've nailed that.
Yeah. I mean, that's not what I was expecting at all.
That's what I've gone for. Firestarter and then into Easy Lover.
Easy Lover.
What a combo.
Actually, and I see, that's what makes me think that, you know, everyone would like to live with me, really.
Well, I think probably when we're at the Firestarter stage.
No, because that can still be fun. That can still be fun. I mean,
I think we should be the judge of that. I'm not seeing much fun time, Ange, when you're majorly hormonal.
No, but it can be quite fun and it can be quite entertaining if you're living with me.
Yeah.
You know, because I can just lose it. Just, you know, drop her hat, bang, she's gone. And everyone's like, shit, what's happened to Ange?
I mean, in your world, is that entertaining?
Yeah, it is.
In my world, that is shit scary.
No, it's very entertaining, Pats. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what I went for. Firestarter and then into Easy Lover.
Okay, I kind of like those two, Pats. I think that's a good kind of evaluation of
me. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
Okay, so the soundtrack I chose for you, which actually I put a lot of thought into this, Pat. I really did sort of take my time and sort of look at different tracks and what the lyrics are and all that sort of stuff. I did, okay. And the one I've gone for you,
oh no,
is Firework by Katy Perry.
That is a tune.
Hello. Yes.
That is a tune.
Yes. Now, I've actually typed down some of the lyrics. Because I wanted to be specific as to why I had chosen Firework, right?
Okay.
Here is just a bit of some lyrics from it that I like the most that I thought were, this is Patty.
Right, okay, this is Pat.
You don't have to feel like a waste of space. Your original cannot be replaced. If you only knew what the future holds, after a hurricane comes a rainbow. Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow. And when it's time, you'll know. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
That is...
Partridge.
You went very Partridge-esque at the end.
The other one I did have as a backup for you. So yeah. A backup dancer to the firework track. But when I like it, but I was a bit like, is it a bit too predictable?
Okay.
Was Stronger by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, great tune.
But I do like it. And again, lyrically. Yeah. Thought it was kind of quite accurate. But I was a bit like, it's a bit predictable really, that, isn't it? Hence, just sort of mixed up.
I thought when you said it was a bit predictable, I thought you were going to go for Hair Fatty Bum Bum. Mama Sugar Dumpling. I opted not to go for that one because it's a bit predictable. Okay, Ange, you're shitting tits.
Now, we actually touched a bit on this last week, Pat, on a conversation we had, not on the podcast, separate conversation.
Right.
And it got me thinking, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to bring this week.
Bring it.
Okay. Now, the thing that gets on my shitting tits are work team days.
Oh, God. Fucking hell. Oh, my God. I fucking hate them.
Yeah, we've got one coming up. And I mean, I don't know if people listen to this. People I work with listen to the podcast. So
if you do, welcome. But just turn off for this bit and come back maybe in like three minutes, four minutes, something like that.
But I've, you know, in other places I've worked, you have these. It's just, to me, it's just a complete and utter waste of my time.
Right, everybody get in a circle. Okay, you're a bottle of milk. You're a bag of sugar. You're the tea bag. I want you to go away in your small group and I want you to discuss how you're going to make the tea without a kettle. Off you go. How are you going to strategically plan for the absence of the kettle? In this, you want to basically say we're not in the fucking crystal maze. Like, I don't need to go in and try and sort out a puzzle. This is an automatic locking, guys. So if your group doesn't finish within 3 minutes, you are locked out of the rest of the day. Great. That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I'm just going to stay here now. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
You won't make it to the final dome if you don't sort this equation
this
out.
This issue out.
Yeah. They are just horseshit.
To me, I'm like, it's the same thing, just recycled in a slightly different way.
Ugh.
And they just, you know, make and you also, think about shit that you just really don't need to think about.
Blue sky thinking.
Oh, God, I mean, bloody
the amount of development days where it's been like, okay, guys, forget any obstacles that are in the way. Well, that's really difficult because if you're not going to give me the budget to do this, how the fuck am I going to do it? But sure, okay. to waste 20 minutes of this development day.
Yeah. Let's just pretend.
I'll take the budget out of it. And then when I come to you and say, you know that idea we came up with on the development day, I'm going to need $3,500 to implement it. And you laugh in my face. I'm going to be like, great, waste of time. But guys, this is just really big blue sky thinking now.
Yeah.
Just give me your blue sky thinking. Fuck. Off, Jenny, with your blue sky thinking.
I think, it's just a complete.
I know,
and especially in this last year, you know, they've been online. Doing them on the line.
Shit,
so you're all just like sat looking at each other on a screen. I know you turn your camera off. Oh, you're like that.
Development days, my camera is off. I'm working, looking at my phone, making phone calls, muted the lot, mate.
Yeah, no, I am like, okay, I'm here, and I'm, you know, you have to keep looking like you're really interested and you're not actually half falling asleep.
Do you know a good one for that? Because obviously, like, it depends, doesn't it, how many people you've got online and, you know.
Yes, our team's quite small.
So what I would go in saying is, guys, I've had some real issues this morning with my internet and it's very unstable. It keeps kicking me off. So I'm going to keep my camera off
Yes,
and I'm going to mute myself because I don't want. It's been really tricky this morning. I've had to reboot 3 or 4 times, so and it's quite unstable. So I'm just going to be off camera, okay? Yeah. And then it's like, I mean, fuck you.
Actually, now you've said that, there are a couple of people that do that, and I'm now questioning.
Yeah. Do it.
I'm like, you're not actually. You haven't got internet problems.
Oh
you
no,
you hate this shit. Right. That you've got to turn
if
up.
If someone
do.
Comes into a meeting or a development day, giving you that spiel,
yeah,
that is bollocks.
Yeah, well, that's utter now bollocks. There are two people. Now I'm like, right, you've been lying. You've been lying to me.
Sandra, pegged you as a liar.
Yeah. You ain't got problems with your internet, Sandra. You just cannot give a shit about being here.
I bet there's no problems with your internet while your camera's off and you're searching Facebook, is there, Sandra?
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly, Sandra. I would be interested to hear other people's views on this.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
what
sure.
they think about, you know, development days and team days and all that bollocks. Yeah. Like, do they Bring think it. It's bollocks? Do they not?
So let's do a call to action for this one then. How do you feel about your team developmental days? There's loads of places you can get in touch with us. You can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Or you can send us an email. hello@ruthcorden.com. Okay, so we're into some older dickish.
Some of the dickish.
Old dickishes. Now, I love this one from Michelle on the gram.
Yeah.
She's just put G-strings. What's the point?
I mean,
I hate them.
Is the point.
Why are you choosing to wear pants that go up your bum?
But not just pants that go up your bum, a piece of wire.
Well, it's not wire, is it?
No, but that is what it feels like.
That would really hurt if it was.
But like, you know, that it's not just like it's a wider pant that just, you know, your cheekies. Lots of people are into your cheekies now.
Yeah.
Which is just a, you know, a bigger that just sits up the bottom. I mean, a G-string is like
a string.
Yeah.
It's like right a cheese. Way up the... Actually, they should be called cheese strings.
Cheese strings.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically just putting pieces of cheese
person,
up your bum.
This Michelle, I think she is from New Zealand. And that's why she's called it a G-string and not a thong.
I've always called them G-strings.
Are you from Australia or New Zealand?
Is that what they call them there? I thought they were...
I've got a story. I was going to say it's a funny story, but I'll let you be the judge of that. When I was about 16, I had the opportunity to go travelling with some older cousins. And they are Australian. And they were sort of in their 20s. And Andrew, shout out to Andrew, said to Mal...
Also known as Ange... Weirdly.
Also known as Ange, said to Mal, "Hey, Mal, has Ruth got her thongs for the shower?"
Mm-hmm.
Mal was like, "Sorry, what, Andrew? What? I'm not sure that's particularly appropriate." She was like, "You know, the thongs for the shower. Like, she's gonna definitely need thongs, mate. She's gonna." He said, "I'm not sure why you're coming to me asking about whether my 16-year-old's got thongs. What do you mean?
Rude."
And Andrew said, "Oh, okay, mate. It's just, you know, important that she keeps her feet clean in the shower. We're going to be at lots of different campsites. Mm-hmm. She's got to have..." And Dad was like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "You know, thongs like these, like you wear on the feet." And then Dad went, "Oh, you mean flip-flops?"
Flip-flops.
And Andrew just went, "No, mate, I mean thongs."
So is that... That's why they call them G-strings,
because
the
they
thongs
call
are their flip-flops.
Thongs.
I see, but people call them G-strings here.
But when Cisco released his thong song, they must have found that well weird. They must have been like, "Why the hell is he talking about? Ooh, that dress
Let
is so scandalous.
Me see that thong.
Yeah, on your foot."
I mean, I think it is more of a younger, you know, lot more sort of younger with, you know, great buttocks.
And I'm not sure thongs, aka G-strings, I'm their target audience. I'm not sure anyone's going.
Maybe you could bring out like a range.
The fat girl's thong?
Yes!
Okay, any brands, if you're listening? Any brands?
I mean, I don't know whether that would be any different to any other thong.
Well, that would be my job, wouldn't it?
How would you make the fat girl's thong? How would you read a fuck off?
Do you know, when we wrote this question down, I didn't think we'd end up here. I didn't. No. Well, we would end
up. And that is the beauty of some of these questions, because you're like, Joe, well, that'd be a quick 2-minute chat, be a bit shit, but we'll just see what happens. And here we are.
We're now
talking about a fat girl's thong.
Well, I actually don't think you can have a fat girl's thong, can you? I mean, I think what the larger lady requires is a Maybe that's discriminatory towards fat girls.
I think maybe you just have to make more string. you just have a much wider section of string.
Well, I think it would just need to be bigger all over.
Well, of course, yeah, because it's for fat girls.
No, but I mean in terms of like the front panelling, the sides.
Yes.
Not just the buttock string.
No.
Because I think the buttock string disappears however big you
regardless.
Are. And that is the whole point, isn't it, of a G-string. Mm. But I think it's around the bits around the side.
Yes.
And your frontal coverage.
Your frontal lobes.
Your frontal coverage.
Yeah.
There needs to be made more of that.
Yes.
A little bit like when we talked about the Skims range. That the Kardashians brought out. Where are her flaps?
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
you've got
she
to
doesn't
accommodate
have any.
Those flaps. Yeah.
Whereas we would, the fat girl's thong.
Yeah.
FGT. FGT releasing this week. Put a countdown on Instagram. 27th of May, FGT.
I also think you could make more of the sort of the top part of, so the string comes up through the buttock.
Yes,
and you
then
make more of
round
that nice sort of bit of lacy sort of number at the top.
String
there.
Up through, you got your string up through your buttock.
Through your buttock.
Yeah,
I
then
think
the bit at the top.
You really sort of go big.
I think there's a market here for this, you know.
I absolutely think there is, mate.
Yeah. Well, look, we don't have a don't go there this week, do we?
We do not, Pats, no. We thought, let's just go free and easy.
We couldn't think of a theme. We couldn't think of a topic. We wanted to keep it a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
And so what we decided was we're going to have a chat about different words that different people use for things all over the country. For example, in Scotland and Northern Ireland, what we would call squash in England is often called diluting juice.
Mm. So, and I didn't know that up until your experience
stories.
Of that just recently. Yes.
Yeah. So I got people to put on Instagram their different words or wherever they are in the country to tell us these things. Now, I'm going to say, if something is called an outsider, what is it?
An outsider?
Another word might be for this thing, a heel.
What?
Yeah.
An outsider or a heel? Is it something to do with shoes?
No. We would call this, in our houses, the crust.
What?
So people have said crust, outsider, heel, end of the loaf, foot of the bread.
Yeah. Are these just UK?
You're just UK. These were all... So, things like the outsider seem to be more like Midlands, Nottingham, sort of that sort
right,
of way.
Right, okay,
and
yeah.
Then, yeah, I mean, there were loads of people that gave these different ones. Like, we call the crust the heel, or we call the crust the foot of the loaf, or we call the... I was like, I was thinking, you call it what? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's like, because this came about because of someone
balm.
Saying about, they'd the have
balm
a balm.
Balm
the
cake,
balm,
yeah.
Balm cake, that's it.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the hell is a balm cake? And
well,
then
the
we
bread
Googled
one,
it.
The bread one brought up a lot. So like people were saying it's not a balm, because I used that as an example and I had lots of people in the box saying, it's not a balm, it's a cob where I live.
And that's what I mean. You've got like balm, cob, bap, roll.
Yeah.
Is that late?
That's
did you have
it.
Any
they are
that?
All the floury, soft rolls.
Yes.
Could be called any one of those things depending on where you live in the country.
I mean... I have never, ever heard of the word balm.
No. Well, In fact, I had.
I thought it was spelt B-A-L-M. But it's not. It's no, B-A-R-M.
B-A-R-M. Yeah, balm.
Yeah. Balm.
Yeah. Do you know the other one that came up loads in the chat was your lunch, dinner, supper.
Supper.
Lunch, dinner, supper, tea. Like, when do you have your dinner? Because in, you know, if you live in like the Midlands, you have your dinner at lunchtime.
Yeah, what?
Like, what are you having for your dinner? Right. What are you having for your dinner? Yeah.
Because you did, to me, your dinner is your end of day meal.
If you're incredibly posh,
yeah,
that is substituted for supper. Because if your dinner is called supper, and I think that is the way it's different. You know, your tea dinner is like your middle class.
It's your bog standards.
Folk, your bog standards, you're having dinner or tea.
Yeah.
If you're in your higher echelons, that's not dinner or tea, you're having supper. Yeah.
And you have to say it like that.
Yeah, what are we having for supper?
Hello, George, what are we having for supper?
Looking to have some avocado for supper tonight.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, there was one that because I did a bit of my own research.
Yeah.
And one that came up a lot was what people call, what I would call, a woodlouse.
Earwig.
Or an earwig. Right, so you got
earwig. I'd always call it an earwig.
Yeah. So you got earwig, and that's what I would always call it. But obviously you've also got woodlouse.
Yeah.
But people in the West Country call it a chucky pig.
A chucky pig.
Chucky pig.
God, that is hilarious, isn't it?
And then apparently people in Kent and South London call them peabugs. Peabugs.
Peabugs.
Peabugs. And then I'll never forget Ian. I remember we were like obviously out somewhere, we saw, and I said, "Oh, look, there's an earwig." And he went, "No, that's a cheese log." So he knows them as cheese logs.
Cheese log?
Yeah. I honestly did not know that earwigs had so many variations.
No. That is hilarious. Well, look, continue to get in touch with us. We've got loads, but we will probably revisit this at other points, won't we? When we feel like we need a bit more of a lighthearted episode. So remember, there's loads of ways that you can get in touch. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Or you can send us an email. hello@ruthcorden.com.
But here we are at the end of another episode. We are joined next week, you don't want to miss it, by the absolutely fantastic Ruth Jones. We actually believe it that Ruth is going to come and be on our podcast. So definitely make sure that you're subscribed or you're following us or you've got all of your alerts turned on because
alert Ruth Jones
next week we think is going to be an absolutely fantastic episode and we'll be right here then helping you to find more of the funny with Ruth and Ange, the fun.